Harmonious Black Lives Matter activists staged a peaceful protest in Charlotte last night, but were brutally tear-gassed by racist cops. Oh, wait a second. Physically attacking reporters is not a legitimate form of protest. Shooting each other is not a legitimate form of protest. Stealing and looting cash registers from local businesses is not a legitimate form of protest. Trying to set journalists on fire is not a legitimate form of protest. Throwing rocks off bridges at passing vehicles full of families is not a legitimate form of protest. Beating up innocent people in underground parking lots because they're white is not a legitimate form of protest. Smashing up apartment windows where black people live to protest in favour of Black Lives Matter is not a legitimate form of protest. Smashing up buses that poor black people rely on to get to their jobs is not a legitimate form of protest. Looting the Charlotte Hornets team store so you can steal basketball merchandise is not a legitimate form of protest. Stealing sneakers is not a legitimate form of protest. Attempting to hijack cars and terrify their innocent occupants is not a legitimate form of protest. But how did MSNBC report on all this? By calling the rioters peaceful.
The people that are out here protesting, they're hugging and they're like, they're being very peaceful.
We were following this crowd that was largely peaceful.
Mostly peaceful.
We've also seen some sweet scenes of protesters hugging one another and praying. Mostly a group of peaceful protesters.
Peaceful, 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 peaceful.
And that's why 94% of Americans don't trust the mainstream media. What's unfolding in Charlotte is objectively, manifestly, provably not a protest. It's a violent, unjustified riot by criminals, gang members, and thugs. Why is the media giving it legitimacy by still referring to it as a protest? If mobs of white supremacists were looting stores, setting fires, attacking journalists, and shooting guns, would the media call it a protest? But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe all this was completely justified because another racist white police officer killed an innocent unarmed black man who was merely carrying a book. Oh wait, he was actually killed by a black cop.
All white people are fucking devils.
But what kind of book was he carrying? Paperback? Hardcover? Oh no, it was a 9mm gun. Well, imagine my shock. So a black cop shoots an armed black thug with a criminal record, and then a black protester shoots another black protester. Yeah, must be white people's fault. I guess it's my fault for not checking my privilege. And how did de facto Black Lives Matter leader D-Ray McKesson respond to the riots, the looting, the bloodshed, the mayhem, the violence? By tweeting, "We stand with you," because nothing says justice like destroying your own city and living up to the very stereotype about black people that you constantly complain about. Barack Obama also stands with this group, while billionaire white elitist George Soros bankrolls it to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars. Hillary Clinton has promised to change laws for them. They advocate killing cops. They've inspired mass murderers who have killed black cops. Their ideological guru is a convicted cop killer on the FBI's most wanted terrorist list. They've built an entire movement based around the completely fraudulent narrative that there's a racist war against black people being waged by cops. It's manifestly, provably not true. This is what they're protesting against, while none of them give a damn about this. Thanks to Black Lives Matter, more black people are killing each other because cops refuse to patrol these areas. Black Lives Matter is poison. It's doing incredible harm to race relations in America. It's giving gang member thugs an excuse to carry out criminal rampages. And it's resulting in more black people being killed by other black people. How many more cities need to burn before this reality is realized?
Peaceful, 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 peaceful.